This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Ukrainian official Monday made a new push for the U.S. and other allies to drop restrictions on the use of their weapons to fire on targets deep in Russian territory. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran is fueling the Kremlin's war machine. The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syria's health minister says a number of people killed in overnight Israeli strikes has risen to 18, with state media reporting 36 people have been wounded, with six in serious condition. It's the largest death toll in such an attack since the beginning of the war in Gaza 11 months ago. Israel regularly targets military sites in Syria linked to Iran and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, but the intensity and death toll of Sunday night strikes was unusual. Two regional intelligence sources told the Reuters news service a major military research center for chemical arms production located near Masyaf in Hama province near the Mediterranean coast had been hit several times. They said it was believed to house a team of Iranian military experts involved in weapons production. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israel has vowed to stop Iranian entrenchment in Syria, particularly since Syria is a key route for Iran to send weapons to Hezbollah. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A judge has ruled that Lebanon's former central bank head, Riyad Salama, will stay in detention as alleged financial crimes are investigated. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Riyad Salami was for years celebrated as a financial wizard, but on Monday he was ordered by a judge to remain in detention during an investigation into alleged financial crimes. Salami came under scrutiny after the catastrophic collapse of Lebanon's financial system in 2019, which plunged more than 80% of the population into poverty. His 3 decades in charge of the central bank ended last year, his reputation in tatters. He was arrested last week on charges that state media said included embezzlement, theft of public funds, forgery, and illicit enrichment. Salami's media office has said he would not comment publicly on the case, in line with the law. He has denied previous corruption charges. These charges sparked outrage from citizens whose funds were frozen in Lebanese banks.
That's correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. Both Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican candidate former President Donald Trump are preparing for a crucial debate scheduled for Tuesday, but each are doing so in very different ways. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Tens of millions of viewers are expected to watch. Many of Donald Trump's previous debate opponents say, look out for the thing he says or does that she can't possibly prepare for. How is she planning for the debate? A former Kamala Harris aide says the former prosecutor wants to win Tuesday night on merit. So does the vice president think she's going to win this election? Last week she said this.
This race is going to be tight until the very end. So please, let's not pay too much attention to the polls, because we are running as the underdog.
The presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday on ABC. I'm Rita Foley.
The mother of a student at the high school in the U.S. southern state of Georgia where a teen allegedly killed 4 people says information indicating staff were warned about the shooting shows it could have been prevented. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Rebecca Sarath spoke out after hearing the alleged shooter's mother called the school that morning with a warning.
They could have prevented these deaths and they didn't.
Sarath's daughter, Layla, said an administrator came to her classroom looking for Colt Gray, but got his name mixed up. According to reports, Colt Gray's grandfather says the teen texted his mother before the shooting, saying he was sorry, which is what prompted her to contact a counselor there. Last year, police interviewed Colt Gray and his father over a threat the teen denied. Father Colin Gray is charged with supplying the gun used in the shooting. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.